It is the tradition in the church to stand out of respect for the gospel, and so if you're able, please stand. The gospel lesson this morning, once again, is from the 10th chapter of Luke, beginning the 38th verse. Now, as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by all her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her." The word of the Lord. You may be seated. Let us pray. Gracious God, it's good to be in your temple, among your people, in the presence of your Spirit and your Word. Lord, help us this morning and always to sit at the feet of your Son Jesus and to listen. In Christ's name we pray, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, where would we be? Where would we be if Bonnie decided to put down the clipboard and stop taking attendance? Where would we be? Where would we be if Pam and Becky and Aaron decided to stop preparing the elements for communion? Where would we be? Where would we be if Kathy decided she wasn't going to lead the soup supper down at the Catholic Church? Where would we be? Where would we be if Margie said, "I'm not going to bother with decorating the sanctuary anymore"? Where would we be? What if Paul said, "I don't have time to sing anymore. I'm not going to sing anymore, Jade, or play anymore." And Jade said, "I'm not going to sing anymore." Where would we be? Where would we be if all of you decided you're not going to do Christian service anymore? What if this happened? What if you all decided what I really want to do, and the only thing I ever really want to do, is sit at the feet of Jesus? Where would we be? Our gospel lesson this morning is a short one, but it is a tough one. Jesus and his disciples are going down the road, and they come to a village, and he is welcomed into that house by Martha. And Martha has a sister, Mary, and Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus listening, and Martha is very, very busy, all about the business of hospitality. She is dusting, and she is sweeping, and she is mopping, and she is peeling potatoes, and she is stringing beans, and she is cutting corn. She is plucking a chicken, for crying out loud. And she's frying that chicken, and she's brewing hot coffee and iced tea, and she's baking an apple pie, and she's setting the table. No, she's not setting the table. She's marching over to Jesus and Mary and saying, "Jesus, do you not care that I am doing everything and Mary is doing nothing except sitting here? Tell her to help me." Is Jesus suggesting that Christian service is not important? Is that what he's saying in this story? Can that really be it? How can that be? After all, Jesus is the very model of Christian service. Jesus is the one that said, "I came not to be served, but to serve." Jesus exemplified that in the most powerful and beautiful way. On the night before he died, he took a basin and he took a towel and he washed the feet of the disciples. And just last week in the lectionary, just last week in the gospel lesson and in the sermon, we looked at Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, where Jesus concludes, "Who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is anyone in need." Anyone. Go be a neighbor. Go be hospitable. Go and serve. And 2 weeks ago, Jesus sent out the 70. And he said, when you go and you enter a house and they don't welcome you, then just leave. Don't waste a lot of time there, just leave. And when you go to a house and you find welcome there, stay there. And that is exactly what Martha did. Martha lived it out. Martha obeyed what Jesus wanted to be done. Martha welcomed Jesus into her home, and Martha exhibited this wonderful hospitality that Jesus is stressing. So what in the world is going on here? What in the world is it? Martha welcomes Jesus and welcomes the disciples. What are we going to do with this? Well, we are going to have to take a closer look. Going to have to take a closer look at this gospel lesson. First of all, I love this scene. I love the intimacy of this scene. You can tell that these are three people who know each other and love each other. Now, we know Mary and Martha probably more for the story of the raising of Lazarus. Remember, that comes from the Gospel of John. Jesus raises Lazarus. Lazarus's sisters are Mary and Martha. These might have been Jesus's best friends. Jesus was with these 12, but these might have been Jesus' very best friends. There was an intimacy there. How else could Martha have gotten away with speaking to Jesus the way she spoke to Jesus? She was direct with him, and he was loving in reply to her, saying, Martha, Martha. Martha says, and in this phrase, you don't care, or do you not care? That really shouldn't have a question mark after it. It really should have an exclamation mark, because this was a rhetorical question for Martha. She wasn't asking the question. She was saying, Jesus, you don't care. You obviously don't care that I'm doing all the work and Mary's doing nothing. Please make her help me. And Jesus loves her right back. And Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you're so distracted and you're so worried. You see, it's not about the service. It's not that the service is unimportant. It's that Mary is missing the presence of Jesus in her busyness and in her worry and in her distraction. Jesus, God in the flesh, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the firstborn of all creation, is in your house, Mary. Calm down and enjoy the presence of Jesus. And Mary gets it. Mary gets it. All through the Gospels, Mary gets it. Mary can always be found at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus. She gets it. And for us today, we can read that listening that Mary was doing as prayer. That is prayer, listening to what Jesus has to say. And Mary was locked on every word that Jesus had to say, taking it all in. And when we pray, we sometimes tend to fill up our prayers with words, and so many words that we forget that it's not so much a word from us that God needs to hear, it's a word from God that we need to hear. And so Mary gets it. And she falls at the feet of Jesus, and she listens. We've been talking about this for weeks, and we'll continue to talk about it for weeks because it's become a real theme. The foundation of the Christian life is prayer. The very foundation of Christian life is prayer. And the foundation of prayer is not talking. The foundation of prayer is listening. That's the foundation of prayer. And then Christian service grows out of that prayer. It grows. It is born and thrives out of that prayer. And that's how this Christian service here at Baker Chapel, and we can look around and we can see each and every one of you contributing in your own way. You're all about Christian service, and all of that has its source in the fact that you've been to the feet of Jesus. And you've listened to Jesus, and you have appreciated Jesus' message and Jesus' love for you. and you are responding in love and in Christian service. And one other thing. Jesus, as we remember from several weeks ago, Jesus has set his face for Jerusalem. He is resolved to get to Jerusalem. Several chapters in the Gospel of Luke take up this journey. It's the travel diary of Jesus. It lasts months. He's resolute in getting to Jerusalem. Yes, he's going to stop at these villages. He's going to spread the good news. But his destiny is in Jerusalem, where he is going to die. He's going to be betrayed by his very best friends. He's going to be arrested. He is going to be tortured. And he is going to be crucified. And he's drawing closer and closer to that destiny every single day. And he arrives at the home of a couple of his very best friends. And Martha is so busy doing this and that and taking care of these guests. And Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, let's have a pizza delivered. Call Domino's. Call Papa John's. Sit down. Martha, sit down. Let's be together. I'm on my way to Jerusalem." You see, before there is Christian doing, before there's ever Christian doing, there is Christian being. There is Christian being. And from that being, and only from that being, comes Christian doing, comes Christian action, comes Christian service, which we see so well in each and every one of you. Christian being, Christian doing, being with Jesus. Let's be with Jesus now as we pray together from the 46th Psalm and repeat after me. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be still. Be.